This is HPR episode 2914 entitled, Describing How I Listen to Podcasts Part 4. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode I cover my second add-on board for the Raspberry Pi.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. It's really an invaluable service. They go to a great deal of effort to streamline the service and make it as easy as possible to use. Just pick up a microphone, record something, and send it in. You must have something interesting to say, I'm sure. It's really quite easy. If I can do it, anyone can. Okay, this is part 4 of how I consume, listen to podcasts, and I think pulling it all together has been I've been a bit haphazard, and I was kind of had a few notes and whatnot, and I think some of the notes didn't make an awful lot of sense, so it was probably a bit rambly the previous episodes, but hopefully you got a bit of information from it anyway, a bit useful information or of interest anyway. This part 4 is going to describe my second add-on board for the Raspberry Pi and how I use it to control the playback of podcasts and such like. So here we go to start off. Let's see now. So my second Raspberry Pi add-on board was the even more useful Pi Face control and display board. It's an add-on board that sits on top of the Raspberry Pi and connects via the Raspberry Pi's GPIO connectors. It costs about £40. There are two versions available, version 1 and version 2. Mine is the original version 1. Both the original version and version 2 have very similar specifications. I think it was mainly redesigned to work with the newer version of Raspberry Pi. The following information describes what the unit is all about. Most of it comes from the company's own website. Specification: Pi Face Control and Display is a plug-and-play device that allows you to use and control your Raspberry Pi without a keyboard, mouse, and monitor. It saves space and power by removing the need for a monitor while still providing a simple yet capable interactive user interface. That's maybe stretching it a bit, but making it ideal for applications such as internet radio, streaming media, XBMC, and many more. Pi Face Control and Display is supplied with easy-to-use software that enables the easy creation of custom bitmap icons. Getting started is quick and simple by using the single-line install script that pulls in all the driver software that is needed to run pre-designed examples. Maybe I should say, first of all, that I just bought this thing. I've got no connection with it, and but I did find it very useful. So that should probably go at the beginning, but it goes without saying, just in case you're thinking I'm sponsoring this thing or anything. The Pi Face Control and Display features a 16-character-by-2-line alphanumeric display, which is able to display status information, messages, and menus. Flexible control of the Raspberry Pi is enhanced with an IR remote control or the onboard buttons. So bullet point features, 16 character by 2 line alphanumeric display, user defined custom characters, LED display backlight, IR receiver for infrared remote control, 3 position navigation switch, 5 tactile switches for control and menu navigation, Python libraries provided to quickly and easily build menus. How to install it? With Raspbian installed, you can easily install PyFace control and display software with apt-get. To use a PyFace, you need to install the software that runs it. Install the PyFace command and display the software with the following command. It's just your usual thing. Sudo space dash app dash get space install space python 3 dash PyFace CAD. It's pretty standard stuff, really. This will ask you a couple of questions to proceed. Enter Y. Now reboot your Raspberry Pi with sudo reboot. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. At the time, there was an excellent case available, which I bought for my Pi Face control and display board, which enclosed both the Pi and this board. It was available in a range of colours. The case was very neat and allows access to all the ports, switches and sensors. The only minor complaint I had was that they used a tiny piece of plastic that sat directly above the Pi's LEDs and pressed into small holes in the case, or at least that's what it was supposed to do. The piece of plastic was to transfer the light from the LEDs up to the holes in the case so you could see what the Pi's LEDs were doing. I actually had to blue tack the piece of plastic in place to hold this very fiddly bit of plastic. Blue tack, it's like plasticine, it's kind of sticky stuff. You can hold bits of paper up with it just in case you've never come across blue tack. I'm sure there's other manufacturers make it, just as a side note. After some time, the plastic fell inside the case and now rattles about. If I squint through the holes, I can still see the onboard LEDs. And I can see what the Pi is doing, and I can't be bothered taking the case to bits, so it remains rattling about in the case. This is a very minor criticism, as the case designer's options were limited. It's not clear to me if the case is still available, as I couldn't find it with a quick Google search. The case is designed to lie flat with the screen pointing upwards, and is only viewable when viewed from above. This was not ideal for my purpose, as I wanted to be able to see the screen from across the room. I was luckily given a tablet stand made by Anker for my Nexus 7. I ended up not using the stand much, and it was just lying about not being used. This turned out to be perfect for holding the case at 45 degree angle, making it easy to see at a distance. I'll include some pictures when I finally get around to posting this podcast, so you can see what the case and stand both look like. Okay, that's about it for this podcast. I'll keep it nice and short. I hope you enjoyed it. Next time I'll describe what I've done with the PyFace control and display add-on board and how I use it to control the playback of my podcasts. Remember, as I said earlier, if you have an interesting story or passion, why not share it with the rest of us? There's a vast community for you out there. Get off your bums and give us a show. I'm sure we'd find it interesting. Finally, if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr@googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye. Listen to me.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.